Kateri gumb pa pritisnem?
Tisti, na katerem piše OF.
Mušarafa čaka sojenje zaradi obtožb po vpletenosti v atentat na nekdanjo pakistansko premijejko Benazir Bhutto. Vrhovni vodja egiptovske muslimanske bratovščine aretiran na svojem domu. Vojska ubila novinarja. Britanska policija opravičuje pridržanje partnerja Guardianovega novinarja, ki je sorazkril sporne metode ameriške obveščevalne agencije. Nemško finančno ministrstvo priznalo Bitcoin kot uradno obračunsko enoto. Začenja se festival Zmajma mlade. Nekdanjega pakistanskega predsednika Perveza Mušarafa, ki se je na oblast povzpel z vojaškim udarom leta 1999, je tožilstvo uradno obtožilo vpletenosti v umor bivše predsednice vlade Benazir Bhutto leta 2008. Sojenje se bo po besedah tožilstva začelo konec meseca, ko bodo tudi predstavljeni dokazi. Če bo spoznan za krivega, ga lahko doleti celo smrtna kazen oziroma dosmrtni zapor. Mušaraf sicer ostaja v hišnem priporu, v preteklih tednih pa se je ugibalo, ali bo morda sklenjen za kulisni dogovor, po katerem bi lahko zapustil državo. Neprijetne publicitete se namreč boji vojska, katere dolgoletni poveljnik je bil nekdanji general. V svojem domu v Kajru je bil aretiran vrhovni voditelj muslimanske bratovščine Mohamed Badije, ki se ni pojavljal v javnosti vse od odstranitve predsednika Mohameda Mursija. Nalog za njegovo aretacijo naj bi bil izdan že 4. julija, ker naj bi hujskal k nasilnim demonstracijam. Takrat so tudi zaokrožile informacije o njegovi aretaciji, ki pa jih je dva dni kasneje zanikal z javnim nagovorom več 10.000 Mursijevih podpornikov. Bil je eden redkih voditeljev muslimanske bratovščine, ki je bil še na prostosti. V petkovih spopadih s policijo pa je bil ubit tudi njegov sin Amar. Na kontrolni točki v delti reke Nil je vojska nekaj ur po začetku vsakodnevne policijske ure prerešetala avtomobil, ki naj bi se hitro približeval in se ni ustavil na poziv. Pri tem je bil ubit novinar državnega časopisa Al Ahram, ranjen pa je bil tudi novinar časnika Al Gomhurja, ki je prav tako pod nadzorom države. Predstavniki vojske so obljubili preiskavo o incidentu. Po odločitvi oblasti imajo novinari tekom policijske ure svobodo gibanja. Britanska policija nedeljsko pridržanje partnerja Guardianovega novinarja Glena Greenwalda opravičuje kot pravno in proceduralno ustrezno, zanika pa tudi, da so pridržanemu onemogočili stik z odvetnikom. Scotland Yard trdi, da je bila preiskava na podlagi zakona o terorizmu iz leta 2000 izvedena po podrobnem procesu odločanja. Bela hiša je medtem priznala, da je bila vnaprej obveščena o nameravanem pridržanju Mirande, zanikala pa je, da bi tudi zahtevala takšen ukrep. Brazilske oblasti bodo nasprotno od uradnega Londona zahtevale pojasnilo, saj menijo, da je bilo pridržanje popolnoma neupravičeno. Guardianov novinar Greenwald je sicer s pomočjo žvižgača Edwarda Snowdena razkril zgodbo o spornem nadzorovanju komunikacijskih poti ameriške agencije za nacionalno varnost. Na Slovaškem diskriminacija Romov postaja nacionalni šport. 14. zid, ki razmejuje večinski narod od romske manjšine, so nedvomno postavili v eni od četrti mesta Košice. Tokrat sicer ne z izgovorom, da so del športnega igrišča, temveč kar naravnost brez ovinkarjenja, ker Romi udirajo v avtomobile večinskega naroda. Več o tem predstavnica Amnesty Slovaška Jana Vargičkova.
Well, the erection of the wall is a very short-sighted measure that is extremely dangerous, especially in its symbolic aspect. This is not the first wall in Slovakia. the first anti-Roma wall. I mean, until now there have been more or less 14 anti-Roma walls erected in different towns or villages in Slovakia. This one, of course, attracts attention because it's erected close to Lunik 9, which is the biggest or one of the biggest Roma ghettos in the Central Europe, and which is one of the parts of Košice, the town in eastern Slovakia. Now, the reason that the city quarter Lunik 8 states for erecting the wall is that there have been some petty thefts around the parking lot in that on that side of the city part, meaning there have been some thefts in the cars that were parking on the parking lot, and the wall encircles the parking lot. Now, this clearly is a discriminatory measure, since, first of all, there is no evidence of Roma being behind those petty theft acts. And secondly, even if these people happened to be Roma, this is no reason for applying a measure that is punishing a whole population, the collective guilt measure. Now, legislation in Slovakia, unfortunately, isn't able really to differentiate between a regular wall and a discriminatory wall. Even the anti-discriminatory legislation that is in place, thanks to the European Union in part, isn't really able to differentiate different kinds of buildings according to whether they might lead to segregation and discrimination or not. Now, this, of course, is a problem, but still public authorities, in this case, the leadership, the political leadership of that city part, Lunik 8, just cannot allow themselves to promote segregation as the solution to local problems, even if they do have complaints from local inhabitants, even if the local inhabitants were frustrated and dissatisfied with the situation and with the coexistence of Roma and non-Roma inhabitants. Public authorities have the primary role of promoting long-term solutions, of helping people coexist in the same place and not erect walls that, in addition to all this, are illegal, because this one really is illegal. They didn't even have the construction permit to erect it. So for the Roma that are living across the road, literally, because Lunik 9 is across the road from Lunik 8, for the Roma who have been trapped in poverty, in discrimination for many years now in Košice, this is not an encouraging measure. And it's not an encouraging measure for all inhabitants of Košice, because it's a very short-sighted measure, as I've said. This won't solve anything. It just encircles one parking lot and applies collective guilt on all Roma in Košice.
Nemško finančno ministrstvo je tudi uradno priznalo eksperimentalno digitalno valuto Bitcoin, ki temelji na peer-to-peer tehnologiji, kot obračunsko enoto. V ozadju je seveda interes večjega davčnega priliva, saj bo sedaj možna obdavčitev uporabnikov in kreatorjev tega 4 leta poznanega virtualnega denarja oziroma menjalnega sredstva, vendar le, če bo uporabnik Bitcoine unovčil manj kot leto po njihovi pridobitvi. Podjetja, ki bi z bitcoini želela poslovati v komercialnih transakcijah, bodo še vedno potrebovala dovoljenje pristojnega zveznega urada za finančni nadzor. Ameriška biotehnološka multinacionalka Monsanto se najkasneje od oktobra naprej lahko nadeja dovoljenja za izvoz gensko spremenjene koruze Smart Stacks v Evropsko unijo. Takšne neuradne napovedi prihajajo iz urada Evropskega komisarja za zdravje Tonija Borga, saj naj bi bili opravljeni strogi in znanstveni procesi vrednotenja. Kritiki opozarjajo, da je nova sorta, ki velja za nekakšno supergensko spremenjeno koruzo, saj združuje dve predhodno gensko spremenjeni sorti, zelo sporna. Nobena druga gensko spremenjena rastlina naj namreč ne bi vsebovala toliko gensko spremenjenega materiala. Smart Stacks je odporna proti dvema vrstama sredstev za zatiranje plevelov. Proizvede pa lahko tudi proteine proti šestim različnim vrstam insektov. Več o potencialnih nevarnostih za ljudi in okolje nam je povedal izvršni direktor neodvisnega nemškega inštituta Test Biotech Christoph Thien.
Well, this maize produces six different insecticidal toxins. And it has residues from two herbicides which can be sprayed on the plant because the maize was made resistant to herbicides. So shortly it's a mixture of residues from spraying and from insecticidal toxins which are produced by the maize, and this combination of toxins was never been investigated in any health study. So we really don't know whether this will cause health risks to consumers because there are no detailed investigations, no sufficient knowledge about the maize. And we think that European legislation requires a very high level of protection for consumers' health. And we think this authorization of this maize is not in accordance with the European legislation and cannot be allowed.
Obstajajo tudi namigi, da je omenjena sorta ilegalno že vstopila na evropski trg. Ali je bojazen upravičena?
Well, we don't know. It's been grown on large scale in the US. It was not tested in the US as well, so they did not any health tests in the US, but it's grown. It's cultivated by the US farmers. And we importing US maize, and it's not segregated. So we think in the mixture coming into Europe from maize being imported from the US, so it's very likely that we also have some smart stacks. Which is not authorized yet, but we think it already introduced and came to Europe in 2010 and 2011, maybe 2012 as well. So we think we cannot prove it because the mixture of this genetically engineered traits in this maize cannot be differentiated from the other maize varieties, which are not a mixture, but are just single events. So we have difficulties to prove it, but we think it's a high likelihood because it's been grown on large scale and it's not segregated, and maize gets imported from the US to European Union.
Slovenia will try to help.
We can.
Slovenia will.
And we will.
Do our utmost
to solve our problem ourselves. And we will.
Make further steps as soon as the conditions are met.
News from Slovenia.
We know how and we will.
Začenja se 17. poletni festival Zmajma mlade v Postojni. Skoraj da polnoletni niz kulturnih dogodkov, delavnic in športnih aktivnosti, ki so v celoti brezplačni, nam je predstavila vodja festivala Katja Jordan.
Festival Zmajma mlade je vsekakor dobrodošla, odlična bo pestritev avgustovskih dni. V celi občini gre za izjemno širok, obsežen kulturni, športni program, v katerem v bistvu lahko najde vsak nekaj zase. Danes začenjamo s pevko Kirsti Almeida and the Troubadours in pa s žonglersko športno alternativno sekcijo Čupakabra na Titovem trgu. Postregli bomo seveda s torto, kot vsako leto. Festival je namenjen vsem. Glede na to, da gre za pestro paleto dogodkov, se trudimo, da ustrežemo tako najmlajšim z otročarijami, predstavami za otroke, tistim malo manj mlajšim in tudi starejšim.